Marte grasped the hilt of his Chrysaunt and waited for death. It would not be long now. The famous glass walls of Tarmen Keep were as strong as stone, but couldn't keep the Spider Queen's creations out forever. He could see them milling just outside, testing the building for weaknesses. Coloured panes distorted their monstrous shapes, creating impossibly tall silhouettes with curved claws and stalactite teeth. Or maybe those aren't distortions at all, Marte thought. Maybe that's their true appearance. He wondered, and not for the first time, how he had come to be here. Unlike his older brothers, Marte had never wanted to be a soldier. Since childhood, he had dreamed of becoming an apprentice to a master glassblower and learning the secrets that had made Lux the wealthiest region in Centium. His family had not been influential enough to secure him such a coveted position, however, and with no other options, he had enlisted in the City Guard. It had not been such a bad life at first. Tarmen Briel was a city at peace, and mindless drills and guard duty seemed a small price to pay in order to provide a stable life for Yonder and their baby girl, Wix. Marte's childhood dreams remained unfulfilled, but he had found a new purpose in his daughter's eyes. And then the entire world had changed. At first, it had only been rumours, easily dismissed. A beautiful sorceress, with eyes like cracked glass, hideous monsters, entire towns destroyed overnight. As the Spider Queen made her way across Centium and gathered witches to her cause, however, her existence became irrefutable. Since nearly killing the Greycloak leader Timoth Klen in a fierce battle up north, her army had been sighted in the most obscure places. A mining town reclaimed by pines, the last remaining ice swamp, burnt remains of an ancient cathedral. Rygoth was searching for something. The curators of Lux had gathered in Tarmen Keep and consulted forgotten texts written in dead languages, desperate to find out what could be so important to this new enemy. As a result of their investigation, a small chest was dragged up from the vaults and placed under vigilant guard. Marte could see it now at the opposite end of the hall, sitting on a tall pedestal. The chest was circular and constructed from red obsidian, a rare, nearly indestructible crystal that took centuries to form. There was no keyhole, no lid. It was never meant to be opened. Rumour had it that the chest held one quarter of an ancient weapon called the Volcara. No one knew the exact nature of this weapon, only that its four sections, when joined together again, would grant the Spider Queen unimaginable power. Just a few months ago, Marte would have scoffed at the thought, but that was before magic had escaped the stories and woven itself into the fabric of their world. Legends and lore, however far-fetched, could no longer be ignored. They had to keep the chest from Rygoth at all costs. A thunderous boom shook the keep as something struck the towering doors. Marte heard the soldier to his right, a mirror-bender's son, if he remembered true, let out a single involuntary sob. "Hold steady!" shouted High Swordsman Bellamy, a bear of a man with a beard thick enough to nest a family of birds. "Remember your orders!" The doors, struck again, rattled in their frame. Marte tensed with anticipation. He heard the soldier behind him mutter a prayer beneath his breath. "Draw your weapons!" Bellamy shouted. Marte's turquoise Chrysaunt, a marvel of crystal smithing as strong as steel and half its weight, made a sound like tinkling glass as he withdrew it from its sheath. He was a passable swordsman at best, but a grizzled old veteran called Two Toes had promised Marte that skill mattered only on the practice field. In a true battle, whether he lived or died would come down to instinct and luck. The words were not reassuring.